First of all, tell me how long you have been Member of Parliament for Lambton Kent Middlesex, the previous riding of Lambton Kent Middlesex.
Well, I was elected in 2019, Chris, and re-elected again in 2021, so just shy of 6 years as the sitting Member of Parliament.
You would be the incumbent for the previous riding, but you are the Progressive Conservative Party of Canada's candidate in Middlesex, London. Thoughts on the rearranging of the ridings?
Every 10 years, Elections Canada does a redrawing of the electoral boundaries in Canada, and each province has its own electoral boundaries commission. And a couple years ago, they started doing the redrawing of the boundaries based on census data that they get every 10 years. And in fact, the folks from Lambton Kent Middlesex were so involved in this process when Elections Canada came out with the first redrawing of the boundaries. We had over 1,500 people from the riding actually submit either a written submission or testify in person at the hearing to Elections Canada, which is the largest support Elections Canada has ever seen in the history of the redrawing of the boundaries in Canada. We were successful in getting them to hear our voices and collectively and get those boundaries changed to something that was more manageable than what the first drawing was. So it was to the success of the folks who testified, whether it was municipal officials in the different towns and municipalities, or if it was just constituents, the residents of the riding who participated in this process. Thank you to you for participating. And that is how we got to this point, having a riding called Middlesex London. We are much smaller than what Lambton Kent Middlesex was. We're about 3,000 square kilometers versus 5,300. So it's not the size of Prince Edward Island anymore. It's a little bit more manageable for a member of parliament. And I'm looking forward to representing the folks in Middlesex London, Lord willing, after this election is over.
Leanne, we take away Kent, we take away Lambton, we bring in an aspect of the City of London that you mentioned for this new riding. Does that make you feel as a candidate, maybe like you felt when you first became MP, hey, this is technically a new riding, I have to learn the area a little bit? Do you get that feeling as well with this new riding relocation?
Well, first and foremost, I'd really just like to thank the folks from Lambton Kent Middlesex for their support over the last 6 years as your Member of Parliament. I have been honored to serve you, and I appreciate all of the time we got to spend together. And as we look into Middlesex London, that's exactly it. There are new parts to the riding that I'm not as familiar with as I was with being the Member of Parliament for Lambton Kent Middlesex. I have been able to spend a lot of time in the parts that I'm keeping, which is Middlesex County, and I already had about two-thirds of Middlesex County. We did gain one new municipality in that, the municipality of Thames Centre. And I've already been out in Thorndale, had a town hall there a few weeks back. I had a meet and greet in Dorchester before the election was called. So I've already been out in those communities and getting to know the folks from that end of the riding. But then, of course, we have a good chunk of the City of London. We've got about 38,000 people in the city from Fanshawe Park Road north. And while London is very familiar, I was actually born in London. I went to college in London for a year. And I think all the folks who reside in the area spend a lot of time in London. I am not as familiar with London on a political level, but I'm looking forward to getting to know what the issues are. In fact, my team and I over the last 2 weeks have been out knocking on doors prior to the election being called. And we've probably hit over 3,000 doors so far in the City of London, hearing from folks what their issues are. And one of the comments I have heard over the last couple days is how in this rendition of this riding can the Member of Parliament represent an urban part of a riding and a rural part of the riding. And I know there's some uncertainty with folks in the city who don't think that a Member of Parliament should be able to represent city folks. But what I can tell you is in my experience over the last two decades, having worked in Ottawa under Stephen Harper's government, I've actually lived in a big city myself. I did spend a few years living in Vancouver. I was engaged in municipal politics in Vancouver. I was involved in political parties, and I worked in the private sector that was heavily involved in building housing and maintaining affordable housing in a city. So I believe I can use all of the experiences that I've had in my previous jobs, whether it be working under government or working in the private sector in the city, and use all of that experience to bring to London and be a voice for the people in London, as well as having my agricultural and farming background and my rural roots, being able to provide that experience to be a voice for those who reside in the rural areas. So I think I'm actually the perfect candidate for a riding like this.
Just going to ask you why you would be a good candidate, and you just hit the nail on the head. So I'll move on to the next question. As we know, Middlesex County itself has been blue for quite some time. What needs to change here if the nation goes blue with a conservative government? Obviously, that's what you would want.
Well, we are at a critical time, I believe, in Canada's history right now. And this is a pivotal moment and a critical election. And this is the time where, as Canadians, we all need to come together for the good of our country. Part of the reason why we are seeing what we're seeing right now with the threats of tariffs and with tariffs being implemented is really because of the last 9 years, almost 10 years of NDP Liberal government and their policies. Almost everything that we have seen coming from the South can relate directly back to what has happened in this country with the NDP Liberal government policies over 9 years, whether it's crime. And we see, and I've heard this at the doors in both London and in our rural areas, people are concerned about crime on the rise in Canada. Conservatives believe we need to have jail, not bail, for repeat violent offenders. And when I talk to police officers from across the province, I've talked to police officers in the City of London, the OPP as well, and they have real concerns about not being able to keep the bad guys behind bars. And it's the same people committing crimes over and over again that they can't seem to keep in jail behind bars for these violent offenses. And it's incredibly frustrating for our law enforcement. So we need to make sure that we bring back a sense of safeness to our neighborhoods, and affordability, absolutely top of mind for every single person that I'm talking to, you know, besides the threat of tariffs, which I've already touched on. But affordability, it's policies of the NDP Liberal government over the last 9 years that have brought us to the point where mortgage rates have doubled, housing costs have doubled, gas prices are up, food costs are up. We have a carbon tax that we're paying on everything. And the stories I'm hearing at the doors right now of people who are just struggling just to get by. We see 2 million people using a food bank every month now. People who would normally donate to a food bank are having to go and line up at the food banks because they need that extra hand up because they just don't have enough money at the end of the month to make ends meet. So these are front of mind for Canadians and what I'm hearing at the doors. And Conservatives are going to fight to make sure that we can bring back a sense of hope for Canadians that there are better days ahead, that we can make Canada great again by putting Canada first, by cutting personal income taxes. That's something we've just announced for everybody. Allowing seniors who want to keep jobs and keep working, maybe not because they have to, but a lot of seniors are telling me they have to because they can't afford to live on their pension, but making sure that they're not paying tax on their income up to $34,000 right now. Cutting your income taxes by 15% for the average Canadian and saving working families up to $1,800 a year will let Canadians keep more of what they're earning. So these are some of the things we're going to do to make life more affordable. And of course, cutting the carbon tax from the get-go, actually changing the legislation, repealing it and getting rid of that carbon tax, which will lower taxes for everything, work, home building, energy, and putting Canadians first.
I would call her the incumbent, but technically as a new riding, she is the Progressive Conservative candidate for the new riding of Middlesex, London for the April 28th federal election. Leanne Root, if there's anyone who wants to reach out to you, your group, your party, talk to you, contact you, how would they do that?
Well, they can reach out on my website, which is voteleannerood.ca, and all of the email address and telephone number is there to reach me, and we'll be one of my team members or myself would be happy to reach out to you if you do have any questions.
Leanne, always appreciate your time. Thanks for this, and good luck in this campaign.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.